Time to talk Oregon, Arizona State. Who better than a guy who's wired in, a guard at ASU for Rob Evans, part of the tournament team in 03. Follow along on Twitter. Use the handle at K_Dodd3. Kyle Dodd joins us. Kyle, welcome to the program. How's life treating you these days?
I'm doing all right, guys. I'm glad you guys had me on. Unfortunately, I'm not even going to be at the game tonight. I had some other obligations, but bummed out I'm missing Matt Knight, Arizona State and Oregon, but I can help you out with the preview for sure.
Yeah, it's too cold here anyway.
Yeah,
you
I was
going to
say,
here.
You are missing Snowmageddon, man. I'm almost jealous.
Yeah.
Don't even sweat it. Let's start with a general question about the program. Season 4 under Bobby Hurley got into the tournament last year. Right now, both bracketologists have them in. The past two seasons, the best in ASU history as far as attendance. Sitting where you do, hearing from fans and supporters, how invested are they in what Coach Hurley is building in Tempe? Sounds like they're all in.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. It's a different culture, kind of a different fan base over the last couple of years. Some things that I never thought would happen at ASU. I mean, I've been around as a player, a coach, and an announcer for 20 years now, and just with the following and the people that are excited about the program, it's just incredible to see. And the crowds have been great. One of the best crowds of the year, honestly, was Oregon in Wells Fargo Arena. And, I mean, outside of U of A every year, which we always sell out, but they usually bring 2,000 fans and whatnot. It's just been some really good home crowds against some other Pac-12 opponents. Obviously playing Kansas at home, and just to get that game played is incredible, and to win it was on another level.
Yeah, speaking of that fan support, I'm not sure how many people in our area know about the 942 crew. They're the student section at ASU games that use that kind of curtain behind the basket to distract free throw shooters. I mean, that is pure higher education ingenuity if I've ever seen it, and I'm not kidding. They have everything from celebrity impersonators, actual celebrities. Charlie Day from It's Always Sunny dressed up as Green Man for one of them. Michael Phelps wore a Speedo. Do you have, you've covered a lot of games. Do you have any favorites over the years?
By far, it was against Oregon State and Michael Phelps coming out. He had Speedo on, the full, all his gold medals around the neck. his personal coach is the swim coach at ASU, and he helps out as kind of an assistant role. And when he came out, I mean, it's been funny because, to be honest, during those years, we were really struggling in basketball, but the curtain got so much attraction nationally, and SportsCenter and different articles that it kind of carried us and gave us attention. But that night when Phelps came out, it was incredible. And Stevie Thompson, who's still at Oregon State, missed two free throws, and it was about as loud as I've heard that arena in a long time.
How do you make a free throw with that in front of you?
That's brilliant. Talking Sun Devil hoops with Kyle Dodd. I want to hit on Rob Edwards. He transferred in from Cleveland State out of the Horizon League. Missed some time injured. Then seemed to take a little time to kind of find his role. He is a bit of a streaky shooter, but Kyle, is it me or does it seem like this guy just has the potential to light it up and really spark this team?
Oh, for sure. I think he's, every year you can kind of pick a guy that, as they go, the team goes, and for whatever reason, Rob's that guy this year. And seems like when he's shooting the basketball well, he definitely stretches the floor for them offensively. And in every game he's played well, the Devils have played well. And I've been telling people this for the last couple of weeks. I think when he's playing at the level that he's been playing, they're as good as anybody in the league, and they can play with anybody in the country. Now, on the other side of that, they've got terrible losses this year, and Rob was hurt early in the year and back issues, and there was some inconsistency, but I think Rob's just finally starting to feel better physically, and really when he's hitting shots, like I said, he makes the Devils a different team.
Remy Martin, one of the most fun players to watch in the sport right now, if you ask me. I mean, if our listeners haven't been able to check out much ASU this year, they're really missing out. He seems to have kind of breathed life into the team since arriving last year. Sort of seems like the kind of point guard Coach Hurley has always wanted. That fair to say?
Yeah, I think so. I think, Remy was an energy guy off the bench last year, sixth man, and this year, even at the beginning, he was battling some injuries, had some good scoring games, but that the team necessarily wasn't playing well. And I think what he's figured out over the last couple months is he's going to pick his spots. He kind of, you know, observes how the game and the flow goes, and there's games when he needs to interject energy defensively, or he needs to score the basketball, or maybe he needs to be a distributor. And he's been, to me, as good as any guard in the league. And I mean, he's a blaze out there. He's just a blur. He's lightning quick. The hair is flowing for sure. Got the name. His mom actually, pretty cool. Our last home game was Saturday, and his mom came down and thanked me and Tim for all the kind words on the broadcast, and she gave us, to thank us, she gave us a small mini bottle of Remy Martin.
Yes! Oh, she gets it.
Yeah, too bad his name wasn't something like Gold Bullion or something like that. You know, one of my favorite freshmen in this conference is Lugens Dort, who's one of the nice recruiting scorers for Coach Hurley. He's just a big, strong guard. He really presents a tough matchup for a lot of teams. He was terrific Sunday. So, for Kyle, for those who have not seen all that much of him, how has he come along? What kind of player has he been for ASU his first year?
I mean, he's as physically gifted as as a guard we've seen in this league in a while. I mean, for Oregon fans, think back to like a body type like maybe Fred Jones and that athletic ability. Probably not as good a shooter as Freddie was, but the thing that Lou does is he's projected in the first round of most mock drafts next year, and I think, you know, there's a chance that he may be a one and done, but he struggles finishing and shooting the basketball still at points. But I think where he really changes the game is every night he brings it on the defensive end. He's one of the better on-ball defenders, and I think that's, you know, one of the things that people are missing. He gets after it, and he affects the game on the defensive end every game, and he's been a pleasure to watch for sure. And I, you know, selfishly, I hope he sticks around for a couple of years, but I think you guys know how that goes up there, and you know, it's just, it's nice to have those kids in the pro, and he's a great kid too, so talented and a great kid.
You've seen every team in the conference this year. ASU, they sit second among them in terms of record. Washington, the only one in the top 25, though, and barely. The prevailing notion this year is that the conference is terrible. Do you buy into that at all?
I mean, it's obviously down, and just with some of those non-conference losses and stuff. And I think, you know, I look around my league, and I see just a lot of young players and a lot of change. And when the league was so good a couple years ago, that, you know, so many first round draft picks, you know, a lot has changed and players are leaving and transferring, and it's just one of those spots in the league. But I still think that there's some really good basketball being played in our league, and we all know that Dana does a great job late in the year, especially every year. It just seems like his kids are always playing their best basketball, and I know there's, you know, it's been a little bit of a struggle for them, but, you know, Oregon State's playing good basketball. I mean, Washington's playing as good as they've, you know, played in a couple of years. And UCLA, USC, I think, have the most talent in the league. They're obviously underachieved and underperformed. But, you know, I think outside of, to be honest, Cal, and, you know, even with Washington State being healthy, the Pac-12 tournament could be crazy. I mean, really, anybody could go and get that thing.
Yep.
So it's going to be a dogfight.
You know, I want to wrap with this because we need occasionally to step out of the Oregon bubble. It's been a really frustrating season. In talking with the coaches and guys and what you've observed when you've been able to watch Oregon, what kind of challenges, what kind of duck team does ASU expect to see tonight?
I think it's going to be a hungry Oregon team. I think they obviously are at the point where they got to win all their home games that are left, and I think they see, you know, two opportunities here. U of A obviously struggling this year, and Arizona State, that game was a really, really close basketball. It was a 2-4 point game the entire game in Tempe, and then ASU kind of exploded at the end. But I just think, you know, Peyton and a couple of those guys that are veteran guys, they're going to be ready to play. And at this point, you know, they just want to get hot at the right time, and their best chance to get to the NCAA tournament is to get hot this time of year and you know, make a run. So I expect to see Oregon's best, and we'll see which ASU team shows up. We've been a little bit bipolar at times this year, so we'll see which team ASU brings. But I expect it to be a great game, man, Matt.
All right. Hey, Kyle, always appreciate the time. You could keep up with what he's up to on Twitter at K_Dodd3. Kyle Dodd, always appreciate your time. You travel safe, and we'll catch up down the road.
Thanks, Kyle.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Great info, as always, from KD. Let's take a break. We'll be back. do some lightning round next, 95.3 The Score.